Caritas Bangladesh is also a national member organization of the International Catholic Migration Commission. And when the bishops of Bangladesh designated Caritas Bangladesh to offer the services to these refugees, and especially to help coordinate the humanitarian response to the refugees who were pouring into the country, we in International Catholic Migration Commission put out a special appeal to our donors. Many of them are in the United States, but asking for extra donations to be able to share the money that we receive with Caritas Bangladesh. In addition to that, ICMC has a long history with the Rohingya refugees. In Malaysia, we have a special program for the victims of sexual and gender-based violence among the Rohingya refugees, and there are thousands of them there, and we are involved in helping them to be able to settle in Malaysia, helping them with rental assistance, with daily living assistance, but then also providing therapy for those who have undergone this sexual and gender-based violence, referring them to professional therapists, helping them to get jobs. The children usually cannot get into schools, so we've had the refugees themselves start an education program there. And we have what we call a refugee assistance corps, where they actually accompany the refugees, and they man the hotline that we have so that it's refugees talking to refugees, and there's less fear and any kind of hesitation when they're talking to their own people.
The Rohingya do have an extraordinary history of suffering, don't they? They're essentially a stateless people.
Absolutely, yes. And part of that statelessness then, even when they are received, as they are in Malaysia, part of the statelessness then still makes it difficult for them to have some permanent resettlement possibilities or even the possibility of being integrated in the country that has first received them. So it's a most tragic situation. And it's also a situation that's developed because of religious intolerance. And I think we need to call it for that. And we need to bring much more attention to the religious and the ethnic minorities that are being persecuted in many parts of the world and who are very vulnerable refugees because of that. And therefore, we need especially to ask countries to open up their hearts and their land to these people who are suffering such persecution.
And yet the authorities in Myanmar say this isn't a religious issue. It's not intolerance towards the Muslim Rohingya people. It's more an ethnic question, and the fact that these are not people who originally come from there and therefore have no right to be considered citizens of their country.
Well, yes. I mean, I think we hear two different versions of that. But the fact is, I think we need to look at the needs of the people right now. And, you know, in many cases, ethnic and religious minorities are, you know, are one and the same. And so I think we need to see that these people need special help, and also they need more than just the humanitarian assistance that's being very generously offered in Bangladesh and also in some parts of Thailand to them. But we need to make sure that we look toward the durable, the more permanent solutions. If they are not going to be able to return to Myanmar, then we need to find some place where they can either be integrated into the local population, or we need to open up more resettlement opportunities for them. And that's a difficult situation when many countries are closing their doors to resettlement. And I think when, you know, if we really believe in the dignity of the human person, and we believe that our policies should be dictated not only by political interests, but also the person at the center of those policies, then I think we would have more people understanding that we have to make a change in this whole area of the way we receive and treat refugees and migrants.